Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 in the house, the advisor you want, and definitely the advocate you need. So, Habarigani, what's up, my friends, those additional new friends and the old friends? How are you this evening? I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining me on our last segment for Neophyte Training. You need to congratulate yourself and give yourself a pat on the back if you went the whole distance with Omi, because you are now officially a Neophyte, an AWOL, where you are still a student. That's right, your training will never stop as a student. Officially being a Neophyte, you've gone through the preparations to go into other trainings and build upon what you've already learned. That's right. So if you are one of those people who've gone the whole distance with Omi, just put both your hands up and just say, I'm one of them, and I'd like to congratulate you. I want you to lock that dial in, ladies and gentlemen, at 646-478-0270. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. As they say on Harambe, keep it right there. And it is definitely the power of faith, ladies and gentlemen, that keeps us going and shows us the way, the power of faith. Listen to it with me.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith?
In
song, and it's our elder song as well. It's the faith that keeps us going on. And ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. We are now ready to embrace the burning sands. That's right, Nephite. Didn't you think I was going to do it? Being the vice rock, we know that going through the burning sands is always in order. We're going to cross you over tonight. But before we do anything, we are going to look to our right, look to our left, and we're going to ask permission for our elders to take these neophytes through. And we're going to ask the elder to sanction what we're about to do here today. If you are standing to your feet, I want you to know you're on holy ground. Ancestor, please come and be with us. Elder, I want to know if we have permission to speak. And do we have permission to go on with this concession and taking these young men and women through the burning sands?
Yes, you have permission to speak and to take the young people through. Praise God, you do have permission.
You've made it, Nephite, part the way. We are not there yet, but stand to your feet. We are now ready to trailblaze the burning sands, but before I do that, I must ask Bama to purify me. Mark this occasion. Mark this occasion and this date as a unique date because this is the day you cross over into Ewolds. Ewolds, ladies and gentlemen, no longer neophytes, but Ewolds, you're still students. So I will ask Father to purify me. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, from the excitement, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Baba, I know that I'm getting ahead of myself, but do I have permission to speak from you, and can we go on with the purification?
You have permission to speak, and we will begin the purification now.
Purification will begin now, ladies and gentlemen. Mark this occasion as I pour libations to the east. And as I pour libations to the west, libations to the south, libations to the north. As the water drips on my hand, ladies and gentlemen, I must remember that I cannot greet my elders or ancestors with a stale face. So as I get my hands all washed up here, now I am purified, and I want to see if Baba has purified the rest of the people, because we're going to have saints to help us take these neophytes over. Is Mrs. Harvey purified?
Yes, right now. Harvey, you have purification.
Purification for Ms. Harvey?
Yes.
Baba, is it purification complete?
Purification is complete.
Neophytes, stand to your feet. Thank you, Baba. Now we're going to ask for a prayer from Baba and from Mrs. Harvey, and we're going to ask these neophytes to stand to their feet. You may line up, neophytes, wherever you are, stand to your feet. We're getting ready to prepare this burning sand. And Baba is going to be purified. He's getting himself all ready. He's preparing the ground. And, yes, we will take you across the sand, the hot burning sand, so that you will remember this day. And because it is a ritual, we will mark this occasion. Marking this occasion so you will remember the trail that you had to cross in order to come into the position to become an Ewol, forever learning and opening the door so that Ori can give you good knowledge and good success. If you are to have good knowledge and success, you are to thank Ori. Ladies and gentlemen, our topic for this evening, however, our last topic for this segment, the 20th lesson, who is Ori? The Holy Guardian Spirit, and he the God, is he the Godhead of everyone? Who is he? I'm going to ask Baba to offer up a prayer for us, and then we'll go right to Mrs. Harvey, and then I'm going to do a Yoruba prayer.
We pray in the one Most High that we ask for the neophytes here to be blessed with integrity, honor, and dignity. We ask that the Most High continue to guide them in their quest for knowledge. We ask that out of their mouths and out of their hearts, be asking for the wisdom, the application to know how to do what they're being instructed to do. We ask that everyone in their life circle are blessed. We ask that everyone that's in the listening audience, their life circle is blessed. We ask that the show in itself, Omienka, the elder, and heart, that all are blessed this day, neophytes included. Be blessed with an open eye to see truth and to act to that which is right according to that which is right. We ask that peace, blessing, wisdom fall everyone in this listening audience. Say amen and amen.
Amen, Baba. And we're going to have Meg Harvey bring a prayer from the heart. As usual, she will pray the neophyte into succession. And I'm going to call her on. Meg Harvey, are you ready?
Yes. Our Father, we come with our heads and our hearts. We come thanking you for the many blessings that you have brought upon us. We thank you for watching over us and giving us a sense of direction. And Father, as we go forth today, we ask you to continue to bless us. And we ask your blessing to guide each and every one of us as we go forth today. And bless our audience and our people who came to hear and to learn and to help their understanding, Father God. Father, we thank you for all your many blessings that you have stored upon this program. And we ask your blessing to continue to be with us. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and amen.
Amen. And may the Most High add a blessing to the reading of the word and to the prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask for the third eye now. Father, do you have the third eye? Father, do you have the third eye?
Yeah.
Will you please pass me the third eye? The third eye will be placed at the feet of each and every one of the Nephites. Placing the third eye in front of them will be like a lamp into their feet, giving them not only vision, but directions and guidance, and opening up their third eye, their Ori. We now open your third eye so that you might be conscious-minded on all accounts. We now open the third eye so that you will become clairvoyant in your everyday-to-day work, that you will have consciousness beyond measure, that you will begin to see clearly as a seer into the lives of your loved ones and those of next kin. We ask that this third eye be monitored and also be massaged to the point where it is constantly open and it will never fall asleep. Even if vision has been taken from you, your third eye will guide you. You need not worry if you can see out of your natural eyes. It is your third eye that you must be concerned with. And keeping the third eye open, staying constant with Ori, remembering not to meet Ori with a stale faith, and remembering to say your prayer. Now we light the candle. We place the candle before your feet to remind you whenever you need to have light, this candle will be before your feet. Let it be a lamp into your life. Let it be a lamp into your study. Study to show yourself approved, Niwaz, Nephite, a workman needing not to be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. Let this lamp unto your feet guide you. And as you walk over the sand of the burning fire, may you be remembered forevermore, no more as a Nephite, but now as an Ewok. You are able to use the word Ewa in front of your name upon completing this ceremony. At that point, you can be called Ewa. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now in the presence of burning sand. The burning sand here, ladies and gentlemen, as you stand before it, take your hands and shake them out in front of yourself to get the vibration and the energy moving, because you are going to need it. As that energy vibrates throughout your body, now touch your fingertips together and feel the flow and the energy. It will be likened unto the burning sand. That same energy, as you cross over into light and understanding, clarification, your third eye will become visible each day to you. As you remind yourself of the study, remember to pray without ceasing. Praying in the morning, praying in the evening, and praying throughout the day through meditation. Through meditation, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, students, you must not only petition the Most High, but you must listen for an answer from him. And your third eye must be open so that you can receive the answer. Now, as you send the vibration across the airwaves, also at this very time, as the Ewa, receive the energy from your teacher. When the pupil is ready, the teacher will show up. The teacher is in the house now. The teacher has shown up. As we prepare to call the ancestors to help us carry you through the burning sand, you must call on the ancestors, Eli, because they will pick you up as you cross the burning sand, and they will take you across the fiery brimstone, and they will lead you in all the direction of your life. Keep your eye on the prize, I say, dear friend. Keep your eyes on the prize, I say. Now come with me, dear friend, as we call on our ancestors. Oh, ancestors, you are definitely welcome here today. You are definitely welcome here today. And we're going to ask the audience to help us as we call the ancestors. Ancestors, come from the east. Come from the west. If you enter the food, take the west and travel up the street. Be with us. If you are out in the ocean, ancestors, please come here to the shore. If you're somewhere lovely around the beaches and the park, ancestors, please come in. If you're in the middle passage, ancestors, we ask that we have you present here today. If you're out in the ocean, come today, ancestors, coming from the east, from the west, from the north, and the south.
Cross over. Now help us, ancestors, because we cannot do this without standing on your shoulders. I like to call my mother and my father and my personal ancestors, because we're going to have the presence of all ancestors today. Calling up on my father's spirit, Robert Jenkins. Robert Jenkins, your presence is needed here today. Oh, your presence is needed as a father image. Mother, your image is needed here today, Clara Mae Jenkins. Step right up and help us as we carry these young people across the land. Tommy P. Harvey, we know you can, and I say, yes, you can. Come on, Father, you can do it once again. Carry these people across the stand. I call on Esalie Pope today. Esalie Pope, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And just step over the fires, because we're bringing them through today. And we call on the name of Mary Lou Hawkins. Mary Lou, your children need you to help them cross over into another land. Can you do it for them, Lou? Can you do it for them one more time, helping them to cross? We call on Eugene Lilly, my favorite uncle. Play your harmonica and play it well. Play it so well that the music will intrigue their ears. Come on now, son, you can do it. Play that music for me one more time and cross these children over. I just call on the name of Uncle George Lilly. George, you preached the sermon every time I saw you. You put your spirit in me and you told me to be a minister. I'm doing like you asked me to, George. If you could see your baby niece, you would be proud to see that we're carrying it towards. Now help us carry it one more time, George Lilly. Sam Lilly, you preach ministries all over the continent about the coming and you being one of the 400 people who were going to be set aside for God's work. Now it's time for you to show up. This is the new kingdom. Come on down and Sam, show us what you are going to do to help the young people come into righteousness and understanding. Oh, ancestors, we need your frequency today. We inhabit your praises, ancestors. Please, we need you to bring your frequency. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. Tap into the energy. Tap into the energy. The frequencies are flowing everywhere. Neophytes, are you ready? Are you ready, Neophytes? Are you ready to take that stand and make that step across the water? We're going to have to carry you through with the drum. We're going to bring our drummers in house and your accents to line up and be ready for this journey. This is not a simple journey. Don't take this situation lightly. This is a memorial to be remembered. Neophytes crossing over into the burning sand. Oh, yes, there's a sacrifice that must be made, ladies and gentlemen. There is a sacrifice that must be made, and we're going to call forth the drums right now. By the renewing of your mind, as we transform you today, touch the top of your head. This is where your Ori lies. This is where your intellect lies. Your Ori is the one that gives you the ability to get wisdom. And if you are to have good success, your Ori will press it down, running over in your bosom. Your Ori gives you that ability. If you are to prosper,
Your Ori gives you the ability to prosper. If you have a journey to go on and you need someone to go with you, there's only but one that will go all the way with you, and that is your Ori. Ori will go all the way with you, ladies and gentlemen. Let Ori do it for you today. Let him do it for you today, because he can do it for you. I know he can. As the frequencies run through your veins right now, allow that energy to go into the jail cells. Allow that energy to go into the hospital. Allow that energy to go into the military headquarters and to the PX and assemblies. Allow that energy to flow, to touch each and every one of those ill bodies and sick and broken spirits and contrite spirits. If you need it today, you can get it, ladies and gentlemen. It is here for you. As the Nephites get ready to cross over, you can also participate, ladies and gentlemen, in the mock ceremony as we cross over into the land of the living. Now, remember, it is up to the living to stay in contact with the dead. That is why we summoned our ancestors here. Ancestors, we just thank you for being present here with us on this great occasion. Nephites, cross over one by one. Cross over one by one. Crossing over one by one. Ancestors, stay with us, please. Stay with us, ancestors. Stay with us today as they cross over. Lord, I want to be a Nephite in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Nephite in my heart. As I turn my face to the rising sun, Lord, I want to be a Nephite in my heart. Now, there's some old Negro heritage that I would like to sing to you. Not that I'm taking you back, but I want you to remember that we keep these songs available. And we use these songs to help us. The old spiritual hymn, Go up, Moses. Go up, Moses, way up in Kimmy land. Tell old Pharaoh to bring your people home. Go up, Moses, way up in Kimmy land. Tell old Pharaoh to bring your people home. We're now in this land, this awful land. Bring your people home. Oppressed so much we hardly could stand. Bring your people home. We left our land against our will. Bring your people home. We counted the days and years until you bring your people home. One day to Kemet we'll return. I said one day to Kemet we'll return. Bring your people home. One day, Kenneth, we shall return. Why don't you bring your people home? Till that day, our hearts do yearn. Till that day, our hearts do yearn. Why don't you bring your people? Bring your people. Bring your people home. When we unite with hand in hand, I'm going to bring our people home. When we unite hand in hand, we're going to bring our people home. There'll be joy throughout the old Kimmy land. When we bring our people home, there'll be joy throughout old Kimmy land. When we bring our people home. own Negro heritage will do you good, Nephite. An old Negro heritage will warm your soul, Nephite. An old Negro heritage will help you when you can't find your way. An old Negro heritage will lift your being to another state, Nephite. When you can't find your way, and that song that your mother used to rock you with, when with the right hand on the cradle, will lift you up. Nephites, put a song in your heart. Put a song in your heart, because music is a universal theme that crosses all barriers and that relates to all people. Put a song in your head and sing that song periodically. I don't care how you have to sing it, but bring forth with praises and thanksgiving and lift yourself, because you're going to need your spirit lifted from time to time. On this journey that you're going to go on, sometimes mothers can't go all the way with you, son. Sometimes fathers can't meet you on the other side. And sometimes sisters can't reach out and touch. And sometimes your cousin can't issue you a warning. But Ori will go all the way with you, sons and daughters. Ori is the one that you are to pay homage to. Ori is the one that will open doors for you. Ori is your intellect, your higher self. Now pray to yourself when you're in trouble, son. Call on the intellect inside of you, that spiritual head, my daughter. Call on Ori and know that you have a prophet. Your prophet is called Omomala. The prophet of the Africans is called Omomala. Say it with me. The prophet of the Africans is called Omomala. Now, thanks be to God that in this time we learned that we too had a prophet. But we are to respect all of the prophets. Jesus, Moses, Buddha, we are to respect all of the prophets. But know that you were forgotten, Nephites. No, you were not forgotten, my African one. You too have a Maiapha. Your Maiapha was someone like the Jews when you crossed over into the promised land. When you came through the annals of that ship called the Good Ship Jesus, you crossed over not knowing what you were walking into. Humble and bowed heads, submissive, giving in to whatever went and request was made to you. You crossed over knowing that your families were left behind, but you persevered. You know how I know? Because we're the example of those slaves who were left, and some of them who died in the Middle Passage, who didn't make it over. Because of their desire for us to stand today, we stand here unmolested. Do not take it for granted that it is your doing and your being here. No, it is because the ancestors made the way plain and clear, as they're making it plain and clear for you to cross over these burning sands today. It is by the grace of God. You're nothing but a but by the grace of God. And as he opened the doors for you, there is no door that can be shut for you. God is the one who opens the doors. Do not put your trust in the legs of a man. They will fail you, my sons and daughters. Do not put your trust in the arms of a man or woman. They will fail you. Let your hope rest in your intellect, in your being. And do hide the word in your heart, that you might not sin against yourself and the world, but you might draw from the word in the end time. Now guard your heart, for out of it comes the issues of life, protecting and guarding what you think and what goes into your intellect. And in all circumstances, my sons and daughters, have good character and good conduct. Iwa Pelu, Iwa Pelu. You must understand that an Iwa's job is to pray and fellowship. Pray and fellowship. Pray and fellowship. Pray and fellowship. Then it would go well with you, my sons and daughters. You've been called and predestined in the womb to be a prayer worshiper. You've been called to love your enemies as yourself. You are not to fight any of your battles. There is one that will fight your battles for you. You are to stand, and when you've done all you can do to stand, remain standing, I say, Iwa, remain standing. And when you've done all that you can do to stand, remain standing, I say, stand. Because the times will come that the wind will blow against you, and they will come. And the storms will come to undergird you, and they will undergird you. And there will be those who are trying to seek and steal your anointing pointing. There are those who will come out to attack you and to call you all manners of man. And there are those who want to accuse you, calling you the counterfeit. Know that you are original and that nothing original can become counterfeit. And all that you do in life, remember, near fight, it is a fight. Be strong and heroic and stand strong. Let your tongue be like a sword, cut going in and cut going out. The words of the Lord are sometimes injuring. You're going to have to use your tongue quietly and quickly. But you have to remember at all times to those beaten down, slayed down people, remember, do not feed up on them. Let them go. Relieve yourself from them. Because they are not able to support themselves. Remember, you are to support the hunchback, the cripple, and the one that is albino. These are the worshipers that Ori has set aside for him. They were sculptured first. You must remember, these are chosen ones, the handicapped and crippled. Ewas, as you go through life, do not think yourself to be proud and arrogant because you have more knowledge than the other one. Do not think yourself to be a ruler over everything because you have talents that others don't have. They've all been given a measure of talent. And what you do with this talent is your own business. But when the Almighty comes to test you and to show and ask what you've done with your talent, be ready to show them that you've advanced your talents and magnified them. Do not hide them in place where the moth can get to them. Remember that things and stuff are not something you want to stockpile. Things and stuff are not what make you rich, but a rich character and a rich attitude and a perception of yourself and understanding that it begets more kindness and love. It is not what you have that will advance you. And don't be willing to sell your soul to anyone for any amount of gold. Gold will perish soon in time. Pretty will fade as well, but fly is flyer. Become flyer if you have to, hip-hopper. Let yourself be known in the courtyard as credible. Do not discredit yourself under any circumstance by allowing someone to take your dignity away. One time we used to say, I'm black and I'm proud. And we meant it. Now you won't hear a brother saying, I'm black and nowhere near am I proud. But I want you to gain that spirit back so you can stand up with your afro and say, yes, I have kinky hair, but I got 9 ether also, meaning I'm well connected to the Most High. And as the Most High connects with me, he tells me everything I need to know. Nothing will slip up on me unnoticed. I will be informed at all times. Say that I'm an antenna. Say that I'm a broadcaster. But say that I am sold out for the Master. It's okay to be committed to prayer and worshiping and to acknowledge that you are a gatekeeper. You're a keeper of the shrine. Let me tell you about those shrines that you're going to put up. Take care, my child, my son, that you keep your shrines clean, keeping your water running and flowing throughout every day, making sure that the glasses are changed in your 9 glasses of water. Fixing up your ancestral shrine as if you're taking care of a child. Feeding your ancestors at all times, calling their names, every day, acknowledging that they are put back in the family. And when you really put them back in the family, you have something, ladies and gentlemen. When you need to go to them and talk to them, put a chair out on the floor and call on the ancestors and put your hand on it and talk to them just like you're on the phone talking to them. Tell them what you want. Now, if Christians can get on the phone and call them up and tell them what you want, then you get in the presence of your ancestors and tell them what you want. Tell them I need my mortgage paid off. Tell them that if you can go over to the bank and you can fix it for me, that the mortgage is free and clear. Tell them that you want them to take care of every outstanding debt that you have. Car notes completely paid off. Insurance notes paid in full. Tell them that there will be money and meat for you and your children, that you can be able to be a philanthropist and give into the others' lives. Talk to your ancestors. They want to make the play the way plain and clear for you. They want to open up every opportunity. They're just waiting to hear from you. Now, the airways are clear. The airways are clear in your sight. You can speak to them right now. They're present in your household and in mine. Tell them what you want. Call them today and say to them, oh, ancestors, I've been meaning to tell you about my life and what I've been going through. I've been meaning to ask, are you real? I've been meaning to ask this, who is Ori? Help me to understand Ori. Who is Ori is the question. Neophytes, stand to your feet. Let's step into the new land called milk and honey, the land of Ile Ife. Step in, my brother. Step in, my sister, to the land of Ile Ife. Isn't it sweet? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. As you step into the land of Ile Ife, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that it's because of your ancestors that this is made possible. Nothing you do in your own strength is possible without your ancestors. Now step in. Stepping into the land of the living, but also being connected to the dead. Not dead as we know it, because they have a frequency and a vibration. We stay in touch with the vibration. We know that the vibration was there before the atom was, and we know that energy can neither die nor be dissipated. It can only regenerate. Now is the time to get your energy fixed. If you need a fix right now, step in and get that fix. If you need to be elevated, now is the time. Let's cross over, Neophyte. Stand to your feet and cross over into the land of the living. Some of you have been living foul. Some of you have even been struck down and you're dead in your spirit. Now is the time to lift your spirit up and come alive. Come alive, I say. I'm alive in my spirit. Come alive, I say. I say, come alive and tell Ori you love Ori. And tell Ori you will remember that Ori is the song told of why you're here. Oh, ancestors, we thank you that you made it clear to these young Neophytes that they too can step over into the land of the living. They too can be a part of the land of the living. Ladies and gentlemen, these Neophytes are now stepping over into the land of the living. As we play the music for them, let us rejoice. Over into the land of the living. I want to know, are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Are you ready? Are you ready for these Neophytes? And as they get ready to go into the promised land, they will never have to look back again. They will know that they are now in the land of the living. In the land of the living, ladies and gentlemen. You can welcome each and every one of them into the land of the living. As they come in, ladies and gentlemen, we want to play Kuja Chagrin. Oh, yes. Isn't it great when you fall in your heart instead of studying and stroking somewhere else? All the principles and
glory of our past. We soon revive, yeah. Every day we face a challenge.
You and I,
our future's hanging in the balance. So we must do whatever can be done. We must not be dependent on anyone. That way we can be sure that our
gentlemen, self-determination is what you're going to need, as Nearsight's Kuja Chadalia is one of the seven principles incorporated in your life as new AWOLs. And I have a message for you from Ori, and this lesson that says, who is Ori? And I'm going to tell you right now, Nearsight, never forget your Ori. Ori, the holy guardian spirit of everyone, that at birth, the physical head comes out first, while the rest of the body follows. Further increases its similarity to the Ori is the inner head, which is also the first creation and the sole determinant of man's destiny on earth. For this reason, the physical head is treated with much respect and propriety, like an Ori. Its physical counterpart with the result that the former often serves as a medium for communication with the latter. The following praise names of Ori demonstrate how the attributes of physical heads are used to highlight the image of the physical one. The Ewo. Ori Onisha Edede. Ori Afre Ekumerete Lojo Ijaba. Etene mopede lenin ina Ori baba okun o jaba Ori alegba Goba erako lejono Bai ori bakuro le era Ekuto luko Kotukere arwa ipre Ori lojo Darum, Makade Ilemi, Ori, Kolum, O Goba. Ori calls, in translation, Ori calls and creator. Ori Opre, who makes bean cakes, never sells them at the market. Ori, the great companion, who never deserts one. Ori, the master of all. It is the Ori we shall praise, ladies and gentlemen. The rest of the body comes to naught. When Ori is missing from the body, what remains is useless. What remains is incapable of carrying a load. It is Ori which bears the load. Ori, I pray you, do not desert me. Do not desert me, O Re. You are the Lord of all things, O Re. Riron, O De, O Rum. Riron, O De, O Segnu, Ke Koro. E De Fun, O Re, Ke Soso. Aban Fun, O Koselere, O Rum, O La, Te Wo, Nilo, Si, Te La, O Rorum, Ide. Te wole ripa obe ache ogun ori kenu ni owumba woni kiwon orum. In translation, a we o in heaven, a we who washes away poverty with perfection. It was divine for only one o we, and also for 401 heavenly divinities who were going to Orumala, the creator in the chief, to attempt to split the colonnet of Ashe, Ogun, directed them to make a sacrifice, 400 divinities defying of his order. Only Ori complied, and the sacrifice was accepted. What was to be was received. They were to wake up at the crack of dawn and pay homage to the supreme creator. All the Orishas overslept. Only Ori woke up, rolled himself on the ground to pay homage to Orumala. Ori is the one that you give praise to today. Praise be to Ori if you have good success and if you have a good life. Pay homage, Ori. Pay homage, new Ori. Now that you are no longer near sight, pay homage to Ori. As we pay homage to Ori today, we say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going all the way with us in this Nephite training. Please do join us for our new episode, which will start on Monday, dealing with our intuition. Do you have it? And how to tap into the third eye. And this is your welcome back. You can come back and learn how to tap into your clairvoyantness, your ability to find your sixth sense. Do you have it? Can you awaken it? Is it alive? And is it well? Make it work for you, ladies and gentlemen. You are a winner, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know that. You went all the way with us, and we are winners. Are you ready? Yes, we can.
Y'all ready? Say yes!
Hey, hey.
Nephites, who are no longer Nephites, the Ewals, my final prayer to you as you cross into the land of the living. Now that you are waking up, I pray homage to you and your efforts. Let all good things come to you, and may your Ori, your spiritual head, give life to you and empower you to overcome immortality as you turn to eldership and then into the life of the dead as you transition into the life with the ancestors. I pray that you become immortal. I pray that you learn the skills and tools and go on into practicing and studying to become a priest. Let this time that you spent not be wasted, but may you seek further knowledge. As we get ready for the closing, I said, go in peace. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting ready for our new intellectual show involving our intuition, our clairvoyantness, our sixth sense. Do you have a sixth sense? And are you using your clairvoyant skills? And do you know that we all have them? Join us next week as we start on our new segment, Down the Journey for the Month. You want to be a part of that. We're going to rattle some cages talking about Mary Magdalene, invoking her spirit, and what happens to the dead. Do they come back? And how do we summon them? And are there really ghosts? And is there something called magic? We're going to be embarking on all these topics. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Come on and join us and be a part of that segment. It doesn't cost you anything, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank you for joining OMI and going the whole distance. This program has been underwritten by Project 2019. We are family and consumer education, closing the gap of ignorance, illiteracy, giving you more information on things you don't have. I hope you have a better understanding of African religion. We are still involved with traditional African training. That's what this room is about. We're not going to stop that, ladies and gentlemen, until we get our people understanding who they are and appreciating their culture. This is a cultural room, so you're going to hear cultural things. Now, don't think that it's strange that we're talking about psychic, clairvoyant, mediums, and spirit. It all goes together, ladies and gentlemen. So join us and be a part of our room and talk and ask questions. We'd like to thank each and every one of you. You are so well received. I bless you down to the 1,000th generation, and may your children be blessed, and may your efforts be accepted here. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being my friend. I want to thank you for being my friend. And on that note, I said baba booey to you, y'all, and I will see you next week because you know OMI is out of here on Sunday. Come on, say it with me, everyone. Come on, Neophyte, say it with me. Sabbatical. That's right. I'll see you when I see you, and have a good weekend. And most of all, remember to pray for someone. And remember that those Neophytes are out there now. We should be stepping a little bit lightly now because we got to teach and we got to train and we got to give them the way and the light. Be a light unto someone's feet, Neophyte. No longer Nephi's Ewall is what I want to call you. Be a light into someone's feet. And we thank you, and we say go in peace. And we say to you, we put our hands in the atmosphere, and we send three shouts out. Harambe! 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 And have a good evening, and we say we love you, Damani Amon. Keep up the good work, and we hope you love us back. Supporting you is like water to our thirsty voice. Once again, we thank you, and ladies and gentlemen, we say baba booey to you again. And oh, don't.